Hi, everyone. Mrs. Rubin here. Just wanted to share a little thought. We know in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, a very famous Rashi, right at the beginning, Lech Lecha, and Rashi says that Hashem is telling Avraham, you know, you have a test, you're supposed to leave your family and your land, which is very difficult, obviously, but you're really going for yourself. And Rashi discusses how the schus of going to Eretz Yisrael, right, in this land you won't have the schus of children, but if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll have the schus of children there, not here, which shows us the a certain level, obviously, of a specialness, a ketusha of Eretz Yisrael, that it's able to give that schus to Avram. That's one concept, and I wanted to delve on this concept of the importance and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, but actually through another, a less well-known pirush in this week's parasha, a Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar interprets the phrase Lech Lecha a little bit differently. He says Lech Lecha doesn't mean go for yourself, but rather go to yourself. Go to yourself. And he discusses this in depth, but he goes into the idea that in Eretz Yisrael, there's Har HaMoriah, right? There's the place of the Beis HaMikdash. And since the Beis HaMikdash, that location, is where, you know, the Guf and Hashem were first formed, it's from that Afar, right? Afar, like that's where Adam was formed, and mankind came from there. Then by Hashem telling Avraham to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Har Moriah, he's basically telling him, go to yourself, go to this place where you came from. That's like most connected to you, most connected to mankind, to your guf and to your neshama. The Kli Yakar actually continues and discusses how it's actually very vague, the phrase. The phrase chosen is, Lech lecha me'eretzecha mi'meladeticha u'mibeis avicha el ha'eretz asher ar'eka. The land I'll show you. It doesn't really specify which land. And it's similar by the Akedah. Also when Avram is supposed to go to Har Moriah. Also again you see lech lecha, go for yourself or go to yourself. Because again this is the same location, the Beit HaMikdash, where Guf and Hashem are created. And also there, it gives a very vague, you know, it gives another a phrase that's more vague in telling you where, in telling him where to go. And the Kli Yakar discusses that this vagueness is because at this point, Avraham Avinu is not yet in Eretz Yisrael. And in order to have that understanding of the Kedusha of the Neshama and this concept that this is where the Neshama and the Guf come from, and like obviously a deeper level of understanding than we have here, he had to be in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Makom of Nevuah, right? We know that Yonah, one of the interpretations of him is almost running away from Hashem, is not that he was running away from Hashem, but that he was leaving Eretz Yisrael because he thought Hashem wouldn't talk to him out of Eretz Yisrael, right? Eretz Yisrael is the land of Kedusha, the land where Nevuah could happen. So Avram had to wait to fully understand, fully grasp the Kedusha of the land he was entering until he actually entered the land. Because on the Kedusha, I guess, level that he was on out of Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't able to have that sort of that Ruach HaKodesh almost, that Nevuah, to understand the greatness of where he was going and the concept of a Guf and Neshama coming from this place, etc. Which again just reflects on this concept once more that Eretz Yisrael, again, which hosts the area of the Beis Hamikdash, not only is it a land that connects most to ourselves, we as a people connect most, and this is where our Guf and Neshama first started, and it's like going to ourselves. Not only that, but Eretz Yisrael there's a level of Kedusha there that he could only even have that understanding once he walked into Eretz Yisrael, right? Eretz Yisrael, it widens our minds. We know that there's a certain level of Kedusha understanding that we only have in Eretz Yisrael as well. The Pasuk continues, and this is a continuation of the Kli Yakar's thought. He looks at the rest of the Sukkim afterwards, And Hashem promises Avram Avinu that if he leaves and he goes to this land that Hashem shows him, I'll make you into a great nation, and I'll bless you, and I'll make your name great, and you'll be a bracha. And the Kli Yakar continues and says that all the things that maybe Avram Avinu would have been concerned about with leaving his family, maybe if he leaves his whole family, that itself is a concern. Hashem says, no, don't worry. I'll make you into a great nation. You'll have a lot of family surrounding you. And the concern maybe about, you know, money, Yerusha, like if I'm not with my family, I won't inherit everything if I leave the land. And Hashem says, I'll bless you. And, you know, Rashi also says it's mamon, like with mammon, with wealth. I'll make your name great. If you're afraid, maybe I'll leave my hometown. This is where, like, we're known, or if we have our family name, and I'm known here, and I have a certain reputation, don't worry, I'll make your name great in this land. The Klecker says that all the concerns that you might be afraid you're going to lose out in going to Eretz Yisrael, don't worry. You won't lose anything, right? This is a land that you're not going to lose anything with. And then he continues, and this is the final idea here that I want to bring out, is Vehei Bracha. And the Kli Yakar discusses that this is, again, he's going to the source of all Bracha. What's the source of all Bracha? The Beis HaMikdash. He says this is where Bracha comes from. Bracha comes from the Beis HaMikdash, the area where the Beis HaMikdash is, which is in Eretz Yisrael. Bracha stems from there. By going to this land, he will be blessed and he himself will become a source of Bracha. Right? So it's the Makor HaBracha, as the Kli Yakar says. So again, this is, I hope this is giving some sort of appreciation of, you know, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. It's a land that has a special level of Ashkacha Pratis from Hashem. It's sensitive that it can't hold people who are not keeping Torah. We're spat out when we're not keeping Torah, we're told. Again, it's a land that has a certain direct Hashkacha Pratis. It's land that gives us bracha, makes us a Makor. Like, since it's a Makor bracha, it helps us become a Makor bracha. It's a land that you don't lose out from. It's a land that, again, there's a certain level of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh that only enters there. It's also a land that is most tied in and connected to us, our guf, our neshama, which was formed first there. It's like going to ourselves when you go to Eretz Yisrael, right? Especially specifically the Beis HaMikdash, but also Eretz Yisrael in general. It's a very, very special place. I know when I was younger, I was very interested in Aish and all the ideas that they promoted. I remember they had a very interesting study there also that obviously there aren't perfect historical records, but whatever records they have showed also that Eretz Yisrael, again, it's a sensitive land to its inhabitants as well, right? There's a special, most lands, they don't, you know, change their climate or whatever, or their growth based on who's living there. But in Eretz Yisrael specifically, when Jewish people are there, you see like a flourishing of the land. And when they're kicked out and not there, you see the land just droop and wither away. It's very much connected to us as a people as well. And just, again, I know I said a final thought before, but maybe another thought to take away. Most of us don't live in Eretz Yisrael. If we're lucky, we get to visit. It's always important to be able to appreciate what it is, regardless of where we dwell. But maybe on a totally separate note, but we know there's one other thing that's also referred to as a Makor HaBracha. Again, this topic is mostly focused on the importance of Eretz Yisrael, but just as something that maybe we have more access to easily on a more regular basis. So again, the Kli Yakar says the Makom Beis HaMikdash is referred to as a Makor HaBracha, but also anyone who had me for Bereishis, Shabbos is referred to by the Mefarshim as a Makor HaBracha. So, you know, maybe, again, we should always appreciate Eretz Yisrael, but Shabbos is also something that a certain amount of bracha that we could tap into every single week, and it's coming up. And if we really could put ourselves and, like, get ourselves into Shabbos and, like, really tap into it, not just superficial level of Shabbos, but really, you know, put in effort to prepare for Shabbos and be involved with Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos and involved with Shabbos, maybe we could also tap into that Makor HaBracha that the Kli Yakar talks about is also in the book, by the place of the Makom HaMikdash. I guess that there's a connection there, right? That it's specifically Dafka, the Malachos of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Makor HaBracha, that's Usher on Shabbos, which is also Makor HaBracha. Maybe there's some sort of connection with that as well. Anyways, have a wonderful Shabbos, girls. I hope this was some food for thought. Enjoy. Bye-bye.